Listening Comprehension, Part 2. You are going to listen to part of a presentation on teleworking. For questions 6 to 10, choose the option A, B or C that best completes the sentence, as in the example. You will hear the recording twice.
There's been a rapid increase in the number of teleworkers and telestudents over the past 10 years or so. Naturally, this growth in the number of teleworkers affects only certain occupations. Workers involved include those in the information sector especially, but also business professionals and scientists, and also teachers. In some cases, people are being persuaded or even forced to become telecommuters, but often they choose to do so themselves. Why do people choose to work at home? Well, there are a number of advantages for the worker, and also for the people who employ them, and for society in general. Let's look at these. First of all, what are the advantages for the worker? I would say the main advantage is that less time is spent commuting, that is, travelling to and from work. Someone working in a big city like London can easily spend an hour or more travelling to work, and the same amount of time returning home. 2 or 3 hours a day can therefore be saved, and this is time that can be spent in more profitable ways than sitting in a train or car. Commuting is quite stressful, and teleworking eliminates that stress. Not having to travel saves not only time, but also money. Bus or train fares can amount to hundreds of pounds a year. Motoring costs are also high. Working at home can be more convenient than working in an office. Work time can be scheduled to suit the worker rather than the boss. Breaks can be taken as and when needed rather than according to fixed schedules. And it's generally pleasanter working in the comfort of your own home. There's no need to dress up, and so on. The choice of a place to live no longer depends on nearness to the office. Less expensive and more attractive areas, far from the city, now become a possibility. Finally, people who can't leave home for any reason can work as telecommuters. For example, those with disabilities, or the need to look after small children or elderly parents. Recent surveys have shown that 68% of people who telecommute want to continue, but 32% want to return to central office working. Why? What are the disadvantages? For one thing, the worker may have to equip his home at his own expense. This means buying a computer and peripherals such as a printer and perhaps also a fax machine. Heating and lighting bills are likely to be higher. And there's also the question of insurance. These costs have to be set off against the savings from not having to travel. Even if the employer pays for equipment, home working makes a demand on space. A spare bedroom may have to be converted into an office.
Now, listen again.
There's been a rapid increase in the number of teleworkers and telestudents over the past 10 years or so. Naturally, this growth in the number of teleworkers affects only certain occupations. Workers involved include those in the information sector especially, but also business professionals and scientists, and also teachers. In some cases, people are being persuaded or even forced to become telecommuters. But often they choose to do so themselves. Why do people choose to work at home? Well, there are a number of advantages for the worker, and also for the people who employ them, and for society in general. Let's look at these. First of all, what are the advantages for the worker? I would say the main advantage is that less time is spent commuting, that is, travelling to and from work. Someone working in a big city like London can easily spend an hour or more travelling to work, and the same amount of time returning home. 2 or 3 hours a day can therefore be saved, and this is time that can be spent in more profitable ways than sitting in a train or car. Commuting is quite stressful, and teleworking eliminates that stress. Not having to travel saves not only time, but also money. Bus or train fares can amount to hundreds of pounds a year. Motoring costs are also high. Working at home can be more convenient than working in an office. Work time can be scheduled to suit the worker rather than the boss. Breaks can be taken as and when needed rather than according to fixed schedules. And it's generally pleasanter working in the comfort of your own home. There's no need to dress up, and so on. The choice of a place to live no longer depends on nearness to the office. Less expensive and more attractive areas, far from the city, now become a possibility. Finally, people who can't leave home for any reason can work as telecommuters. For example, those with disabilities, or the need to look after small children or elderly parents. Recent surveys have shown that 68% of people who telecommute want to continue, but 32% want to return to central office working. Why? What are the disadvantages? For one thing, the worker may have to equip his home at his own expense. This means buying a computer and peripherals such as a printer and perhaps also a fax machine. Heating and lighting bills are likely to be higher. And there's also the question of insurance. These costs have to be set off against the savings from not having to travel. Even if the employer pays for the equipment, home working makes a demand on space. A spare bedroom may have to be converted into an office.
This is the end of the exercise.